From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Calling the erosion of public trust in Chicago police an undeniable fact, Mayor Rahm Emanuel is ordering a shakeup in law enforcement. He's responding to the recent arrest of an officer who was charged with the first-degree murder of a black teenager 13 months ago, a case that has fueled national anger over police treatment of African-American men. Today, Police Superintendent Jerry McCarthy stepped down. Chicago is also creating a new task force on accountability. Mayor Rahm Emanuel says those are among many steps needed to repair damaged relations.
From body cameras to today's task force, to the new superintendent. This is not the end of the problem, but it is the beginning of the solution to the problem.
Anger over the death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald rose after the city released dashcam video apparently showing the officer firing multiple times at the teen as he was walking away. Now the family of another man fatally shot by Chicago police last year is pressing for the release of squad car video of the shooting of their relative. Mayor Emanuel says the city is looking into it. Leaders of poor nations most affected by climate change shared stories of their plight with the heads of richer countries today at the Global Climate Conference. In Paris, NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports this is the first time developing nations are being asked to contribute to reduce global emissions and slow the warming of the climate.
President Obama met with heads of Pacific Island nations at risk of disappearing in rising waters. Britain's Prince Charles sat down with indigenous leaders to call attention to shrinking global forests from South America to Africa, in part caused by illegal logging. And French President François Hollande heard from 12 African leaders who described the Sahara Desert encroaching on farmland. Hollande said France would invest billions of euros in the coming years for renewable energy in Africa and to increase Africans' access to electricity. He said the developed world owes the African continent an environmental debt. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, at the Global Climate Summit in Paris.
Sunny Spain was a leader in renewable energy in Europe until the economic crisis hit. Lauren Frere reports from Madrid, where Spain's biggest renewable energy company is now teetering on the brink of bankruptcy.
Abengoa was Spain's biggest renewable energy company, with huge solar plants all over Spain and abroad. The company has received more than $3 billion in loans from the U.S. government for solar plants like one in Arizona that's the largest of its type in the world. Now Abengoa could be Spain's biggest ever bankruptcy. The Spanish government slashed subsidies for solar and wind power 2 years ago, crippling the whole renewables industry here. Last week, Abengoa failed to close a deal with a new investor. Its CEO has resigned. Stock has plunged more than 50%. Investors could lose some $30 billion. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
This is NPR. The Cuban government is reinstating controversial restrictions on doctors who want to leave the country for personal travel. 2 years after easing immigration law, the government is again imposing a mandate that medical providers seek special permission to leave the island. The Cuban government argues it is forced to do so because the flight of medical specialists, it says, has seriously affected the country's free healthcare system. Cuba, which has recently restored full diplomatic ties with the United States, blames U.S. policy for the flight. Construction spending has risen to its highest level in 8 years in the U.S. The Commerce Department says the October increase was driven by residential and government spending. More from NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
Construction spending has gained steam all year and was up 1% in October, posting a bigger gain than expected. The expenditures topped $1.1 trillion on a seasonally adjusted annual basis. That's 13% higher than the same period last year and the highest level since before the Great Recession. Spending on building of schools, highways, and private homes all increased during the month. Construction spending is one of the brighter spots in the economy. Despite a stronger job market, consumers are holding back on spending and the manufacturing sector is contracting. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Puerto Rico has until midnight to make a $355 million bond payment. However, it's uncertain if the U.S. Commonwealth will be able to manage it. The island is confronted with a growing economic crisis. It's attempting to restructure deals on its $72 billion in public debt. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.